how do you get that client to understand that I know you're not in crisis anymore, but let's make sure you don't get back in crisis?
That's the million-dollar question. I would say just kind of thinking of maybe a specific person that I know that went through this and didn't want to do the work. What I realized the work for me was to continue to add, and I talked about this a couple hours ago, asking the questions of, okay, how did you get here? Oh, you know, this happened at my boss and I lost my job or whatever. And this, you just got to keep asking the questions and letting them, if you can help them peel back how they got here, how they got to the crisis, peel back. And at some point, they're going to go earlier than their current life circumstance. Oh, you know, when I was a teenager, something happened. They have to be curious enough about their own life. If they're not curious enough about their own kind of well-being or doing a little bit more, it's very tough, Steve. It's some folks, I never give up on a soul, but there's some folks where I, in my counseling practice, go, listen, I'm going to stay in touch with you because I'm thinking about you. And that's a powerful thing if you're a therapist. I mean, I still have clients, they're not clients anymore, that stay in touch with me because I'm always thinking. I'm thinking about them because I care about Bill. I care about them. Trying to get them to care about themselves, you can only do so much. It's maybe not, I don't have a good answer to the question, but it's really trying to peel it back and asking if they know you're present for them and you care about them, that might help. And it takes a unique therapist to really give everything because it can be draining. And that's another powerful thing I want to say is when you really care about other people, you do kind of absorb their energy because you really want that empathy is an exercise in energy. That's why you, especially a therapist, has always got to be working on self because you got to maintain your own energy and you're kind of opening up to your own feelings because they're carrying a lot of energy. And when you're dealing with other people's feelings, it can be draining. So it's just being with that person and just tell them you care.